الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم عليه First of all, I would like to mention that we have to make an effort for our own upbringing and uplifting of our own deen. If we do not make an effort, it's not going to be automatically. We think and we want that everything automatically happens. We do not have to do any effort. That's impossible worldly wise and also deeny wise. Impossible. One has to make an effort. If he doesn't, he will be nowhere. Also in worldly things, just take an example. The person who doesn't make any effort, he just keeps on sitting in the house, right? He will be nowhere. You may say, oh, so many people get lottery, they become millionaire in one night. That was an effort as well, because he went on Saturday to the lottery shop, he bought a ticket and he made that effort. So there was a little bit effort. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well is asking an effort from us, a little bit. He's asking little for more. He's going to give us more, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking only little. Allah says in the Quran, and He talks in the nature of human being. Human being's nature is that he is inclined towards the love of the wealth. Wherever you see there is a talk of finance, talk of money, a person will immediately give attention. What is this? Become millionaire in one night, right? Earn money, £500 part time, and everybody, what's this? Let me try, right? Scam. But even though he knows that it's scam, it might be true, let me go ahead and just have a try, and he will go for it. That's human being nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, زِيِّنُ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنْ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking in the human being's nature, and he is giving us, he is making a deal with us. He is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. O believers, shouldn't I show you a trade, a profitable trade, a good business, that business which will save you from painful punishment. تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Painful punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from us little to give us more. Tijara. And He is talking in the terms of human being, that do a trade with me. Do trade with me. And what is the trade? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون بأموالكم وأنفسكم. This is a deal from you, and in return I will give you something. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. First of all, you believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And His last prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That He is the last among all the prophets. The one who does not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He is the last, then he is a kafir. For example, there are many today, right? They claim that they are Muslim, but they are not Muslim. They are kafir. And these people are called Qadianis, because their belief is that Allah is one, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet of Allah. But they believe that he is not the last prophet. They believe in the teachings of Ghulam Ahmad Qadian, and they call themselves Ahmadiyya Muslims Association. In fact, they are not Muslim. In fact, they are more danger people than Jews, than Christians, than Sikhs, than Hindus. Why? I'll give you an example. There is a meat shop. Two meat shops, and both sell haram things. Haram meat, haram everything. But one of them doesn't say that it's halal. But the other one, it's 100% halal. And he puts this on his advertisement. He puts on his shop window that it's 100% halal. That means he is more danger than that person. That we know that this person is selling haram, we are not going in this shop. But this person is labeling 100% halal, and from behind he is selling haram things. He is more guilt, and he is more he is a criminal, right? Because he doesn't show that it is haram. Similarly, these Qadianis, who they themselves call themselves Muslims, Ahmadiyya Muslim Association, and in Lesser Mercury many times their what you call advertise, and so many their article comes as well, and so many Muslims, oh, these are Muslims. In fact, they are Qadiani, they are kafir, 101% kafir, right? You go and ask any alim, they'll say they are kafir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the deal I want to do with you, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ, shouldn't I show you, عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, such a trade that it will save you from painful punishment. And that trade is that deal from you, and in return I will give you. What is the deal? Deal is تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that you believe. First, number one is that, do you believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, whoever is seated here, they have this iman in them. They are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one Allah and His last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, number one deal is there. We've done it. Number two, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, that you strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your lives and with your wealth. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, with your wealth and with your lives. Now what the struggle means? Struggling. Jihad. Why? There is literal meaning of jihad, and there is also there are so many meanings of jihad, but the main meaning is to go and fight in the battlefield with the kuffars, right? In another word, it's called qital, when you fight for your own rights, right? Freedom fighters, we call. We don't say that these people are just going and killing everybody. So this is, but if where we are, right? وَتُجَاهِدُونَ Jihad means struggling for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let us see our own self. Are we struggling? What does struggle mean? Struggling for what? There is a struggle to come in Fajr Salah. There is a struggle to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. One will have to struggle to go and perform wudu and open the Quran and read Quran, because it's a human nature. He would not like to do these sorts of things. He wouldn't like to go in Fajr Salah. He wouldn't like to go for Zuhar Salah. He wouldn't like to go for Asr Salah. But he is struggling. In the morning, he wakes up. He performs wuzu and he goes for Fajr Salah. He is struggling. And he knows that there is somebody who is going to give me a reward behind this. Right? And we are doing this for this reward and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah s.a.w. also asked for Jannah. We are not that so big wali that, oh Allah, we don't want anything, we want only your happiness. Of course we do for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in fact Rasulullah s.a.w. also has done this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, I'm asking Jannah from you. He is asking Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know that if we struggle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do this deal, first of all believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then struggling for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your own life and with your own wealth, بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, then what in return will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give? In return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I will give you وَمَسَاكِنُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give such a Jannah, such a paradise, that they will be living in that paradise for eternity. He is asking little to give more. Now just imagine, ulama has written here that from this ayah one can see how much valuable is Muslim life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving so big Jannah only for struggling little bit. And all every single day, right, struggling for little, Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and stay away from all haram things, right? In fact, what's going to happen? He is not going to lose in this as well, right? When we do business, sometimes we do in a loss. Here is 100% there is a profit, 101%. And in your own trade, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you also peace. For example, a person wakes up in Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll give him peace of mind. He goes for Zuhar, I will give him peace of mind. He goes for Asr, I will give him peace of mind. And if he doesn't, then there is no peace of mind. So we are doing trade, right? And in return we are going to get Jannah. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding us in this world. Where does he say this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْسَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever amongst you, male or female, does good deed, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْسَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, and he is a mu'min. First condition is mu'min. He has to have iman. And alhamdulillah, we have this iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We will give them prosperous life in this world and hereafter. Just imagine, he is doing for Jannah, but before going into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him its fruit in this world. Right? In beginning, it will be so hard for one to struggle, but after that, it will be so easy. In this world, so many things are like this. So many things. In beginning it's hard, but afterwards he doesn't have to even think of that. So I give you an example. Example is, you've never ever drove a car. First lesson. You don't know where the key goes as well. Ignition, what is clutch, what is brake, how to brake. And you're shivering. And you're struggling. Right? And one lesson, two lesson, three lesson, four lesson. And after that you gave theory test. And after that you gave a test, proper test, and you passed. Right? First you fail, two fail, three. And he doesn't leave. Right? Until 50. There was a, last time there was a in Mercury, it came this, that there was a woman, she gave 50 tests. 50. But she didn't let go, and in 51, she got passed. Right? She went and went. She didn't lose hope. Right? So here, first in beginning, it's so hard, and after, when a person passes his test, then in the morning, he wakes up, he's a bit sleepy, dozing, and he goes outside, he's in the car, and says, boom, he's gone. There's no struggle. He knows what he's doing. It's so easy for him. Similarly, to stay on deen, in beginning, it will be so hard. It will be so hard to wake up for Fajr. It will be so hard. But when one tries, struggle, and he is, mashallah, every day, right? 1, 2, 3, 40 days, 50 days, and you see that after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you such a contentment in your heart that you don't want to leave Fajr. In fact, whenever you leave Fajr, you won't find peace in your heart. You will say, oh, why did I miss my Fajr? So beginning it was struggle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll make it easy for him. I will make it easy. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Right? Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will make his path open for him. Right? And our ulama gives this example. When a person is on a motorway and the road is so straight and it's a human's sight that road seems to be blocked. When it's long road and he's on that road seems to be blocked because of his sight. If he's a mad person, he says, oh, I can't go because his road is, I can't see the road open. I can't go ahead. But the one who's clever says, don't bother, just keep on driving, the road will be opening for you. And he goes to his destination. Similarly, when we start to act upon deen, the road seems to be blocked. Shaitan comes to you. Oh, who will marry you if you keep beard? If you wear amama, if you wear jabba, everybody will say, oh, he's a molana, look at him, he's so strict. There is no enjoyment with this person, right? This guy is like this. He doesn't know. And these thoughts will be coming. That nobody will marry me. Nobody will come to me. Or this is, and I won't be able to go in town. I won't be able to go there. This is Shaitan is bringing everything. But he struggles. Whatever happens, no, I don't want to listen to you, Shaitan. Whatever happens, and he struggles. He wants to fulfill all the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Staying away from haram things and performing all the faraid and wajibats, and he's going, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. I will open the doors. It will be so easy for him. In fact, I will give him more peace than he was in that life before he was. Right? Today, our attitude has changed. Our thinking has been changed because of the Western influence surrounding us. We always think according to them. I'll give you one question. You go and ask your teachers as well. What is the purpose of life? they won't have the answer. They won't have answer. They'll give you some dodgy answers. Oh, just live this life and forget and die. Khatam. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? If I ask you, what is the purpose of life? What would you give? You as a Muslim, you should have this answer in you. What is the purpose of life? Can anybody answer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, the purpose of life, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinnats, jinns, and I have not created mankind, but only for my worship. I've created them. The purpose of this life is to prepare for hereafter. Right? Using this world, staying in this world, utilizing every single thing of this world, and then prepare for hereafter. But we, in fact, it's vice versa. I think the world has been created for us. It seems like that. It should be that world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that world has been created for you. Use the world and you worship me. But now it's gone vice versa, that we want to worship the world. Right? And now we say, oh, money talks. You want to go behind money, 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 money. That's it. I don't know what money is going to give. Money can't give you, money can give you a home, money can give you a car, money can, but it won't give you peace of life, peace of mind. Peace of mind is only in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only. And the easiest way to become wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, easiest way. Shall I give you the best solution? Simple solution. You must have heard so many stories of the big, big buzrugs. And you think, oh, I can't become one like that. You can. There's nothing in this world that you can't do this. You can't. It's impossible. It's not, the word is not there. Right? If one tries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a simple solution to become wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, every single Muslim is wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to create that rank more higher, he needs some effort, that's all. Every mu'min, you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single person from here to every single person is wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this? He says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of all of the believers. Means believers are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Why so is that? Yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila al-nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them from darkness to the light, on right path. But now there is categories. If you want a higher category, the simple solution I'll give you. Allah, inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Who wants to become wali of Allah? Who wants to become friend of Allah? Nobody? Does everybody wants to become friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today if you ask who wants to be close friend with Mr. Blair, everybody say yes, because I'll have everything in my hands. Here, if we become friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will be in our hands. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beware, there is no fear. Ala inna awliya Allah, indeed the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. There is no fear upon them. There are no worries upon them. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. And who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you try to take these things, you will become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And what is that? Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Number one, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Two things one has to do. If these two things are implemented in oneself, he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number one, everybody has. Every single person who's seated here, he has number one. And what is that? Iman. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Who's mu'min here? Who's not Muslim here? Who's not mu'min here? Everybody's here, Muslim. So number one's God. Now second, if one does that, he is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say it's easy, but one has to struggle. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. That they save themselves from sins. Save themselves from sins. Not to read Fajr is a sin. So go and read Fajr. Don't harm anybody. Don't backbite. Don't have hatred. No jealousy. Be humble. No pride. One has to struggle. He has to take care of every single thing. Stay away from sins. The simple one word. Staying away from sins. It's the greatest deed. Staying away from sins. Greatest deed. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. To say it's easy, but to do, one needs an effort. And I started my talk from this, that in this world, every single thing needs an effort. Even to fulfill your belly, you need to do an effort. Go in a chippy shop, buy a bag of chips, right? Put in your mouth, then crunch, right? Eat, then it goes in your belly. One, two, you have to make that effort, then your belly will be filled. Every single thing needs an effort. So what do you think, that deen will just come like that without any effort? You'll become good Muslim without an effort? No, brothers, we have to make an effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. The one who struggled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ, those people who struggle in our path, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We will give them the right guidance. Right. So we need to make an effort, whether we like, whether we don't like. If we are not going to make an effort, we won't get it. We won't go anywhere. Right? In fact, slowly, slowly, gradually, we'll be driven away, drifted away from deen. Allah save us all. Right? We have to make an effort. This day and age is such an age that a person can go away from deen easily. If he doesn't take care of his own self, right? And if he doesn't do dua, he can be drifted away. Because I've seen many who was on deen, and today they are in a such a way, I can't even mention, I can't even bring that word on my lips. Who was in alim class, who was in Arbi Dom, Arbi Som, today those people, that person I know, that person is committing such a, I can't even mention that thing. Alim class, Arbi Dom, who used to read Khuduri and Tarjumay Quran, Quran Sharif's translation, but he left, and today he is in such a situation. Allah, Allah forbid. Sometimes I fear my own self. Allah save me as well, that I should not be at that situation as well. And on other side, who used to be every single week in club, every single week with new girl, but today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him in first saf, and he is in first saf. Every single namaz he is in first saf. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. It is not my deen, it is not your deen. It is not an alim's deen. It doesn't mean that we are becoming alim or I am alim, that, oh, deen is mine. No, you are not. No, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that guy, he is so humble. Okay, put him in masjid. And the one who's in, he's alim, he's becoming alim, he's a qari, he's this, and he's at some pride. I am something. Okay, go, get lost. And he is in wandering about in clubs. Allah save us all. This deen is not everybody's, whoever wishes, he can take it. No, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give, then he gives. And it makes me cry sometimes. Right? Many students who used to, not even to, forget students, ulama, alim, who was an alim, who was a molana, and I know this person, he's a molana, right? But clean shaven, he doesn't read namaz, he is always wandering about. Where is his deen gone? Gone. Because he didn't appreciate what Allah gave him. And Allah has given us this iman. If we do not appreciate, he can make us non-Muslim, and he can make Muslims non-Muslim Muslims. An alim, not one alim, I know 2-3 alims who Allah subhanahu, I can't even, it's bad to mention this as well, right? But to make you aware that one should think, right, that if we do not appreciate, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can throw us away, go, I don't need you, in fact you need me. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate what we have. Iman. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this. So we have to appreciate. If we do not appreciate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to do this dua, right? After every single salah. Inshallah, if he read this dua after every single salah, 101% guaranteed that he will be dying with iman. And what is that dua? I can't give you, just let it out just like that. I need something from you as well. And you may ask, what do you want, Mustafa? I want you to do dua for me after every single salah as well. Will you do that? Then I'll give you this as well. Right? Because it's not, I should just give everything just that always you benefit from me. I need to benefit from you as well, right? And the benefit is that you do dua after every single salah. Oh, whenever you do dua, not every single, whenever you do dua, please remember me as well. Will you do that? Then I will let this out, okay? Will you? So, you just say, inshallah, or you don't want to. Will you do? Inshallah. So now this dua is Rabbana. You don't have to say in these words. If you don't know this, then I will translate this. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. This dua, if one recites after every single salah, 101% guaranteed that he will be dying upon iman. Right? Oh Allah, do not divert us or deviate us from this iman which you have bestowed upon us. La tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana, after you've given us the guidance. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, and give from your mercy. Right? So this is the dua. If one recites after every single namaz, after every single salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him death on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. 24/7 one should remember. And the Khanka, the name of Khanka is only mere name. But the main purpose of Khanka is to create this awareness and this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? In previous days, they used to make small place, right? And they used to call that Zawiya. In Arabic, they used to call Zawiya, secluded place. and the shuyukh who used to sit there, and so many murid used to come there, only to create the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.